Today's daf is Menachas Daf Dalet. We are 9 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the 2 dots, Chutz mi Minchas Choyte u Minchas Kanos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yitzchak ben Shifra Miral, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda, Shloima ben Chaya Leah. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah bas Silvia, that she find a Zivik Hagen Bekarev. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Chayasara bas Yaakov Hillel, Yosef ben Yisrael Alter Akoyen, and Moshe ben Avra. So we're in the beginning of Maseches Menachos, learning the very first sugya of Maseches Menachos, which is the sugya of Shaloi Lishma. In fact, as we saw, the beginning of Menachos very much mirrors the beginning of Zvachim. Masechet Zvachim begins, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman Ksheirin, Menachos begins, Kola Menachos, Shenikmetsu Shaloi Lishman Ksheirois, Elishalei Olu Labailim Lishum Choyva, Chutz Mi Minchas Choyte, U Minchas Kanos. Now, the topic of today's daf is going to be the Chutz Mi Minchas Choyte, U Minchas Kanos. So, according to the Stam Mishnah, all Menachos, where one of the critical Dalet Avodas were done, Shaloi Lishma, the Allah is kosher, Elo Shaloi Olu Labailim Lashem Chayva. There are 2 notable exceptions. There are 2 times where the Allah is, it's going to be possible. What are those 2 times? Minchas Choyte and Minchas Kanos. Obviously, the question is, why are those 2 Menachos different? Obviously, the answer is going to have something to do with drashas. Now, really, the longer hakdama to today's daf would be the first several daf in a Masechet Zvachim. Here, the Gemara goes through all the drashas with regards to all the different karbonos, what the makar is that is an inyan of lishma. How do you know lishma by shinu kodesh? How do you know lishma by shinu bailam? How do you know that despite the fact that there's a halacha of lishma, it's still kosher? How do you know that it's still loy alu lebayim l'shem chayva? What's the makar that chatos is different? What's the makar that Pesach is different? It's literally the first 10 dafin or so of Masechet Zvachim. But at the end of the day, we know that according to the Iker Shita in Zvachim, by the way, we keep on saying the Iker Shita because there are other opinions in Masechet Zvachim, but the Iker Shita in Masechet Zvachim, as relates to Zvachim shalei lishma, is all karbonos are kosher v'loy alu lebayim l'shem chayva. Pesach and Chatas are puzzle. It's all based on drushes. Those drushes are the basis, really, for what we're going to learn today, and that is that in the world of Menachos, you have the same idea that all Menachos are kosher v'layalu, with the exception of 2. Those 2 are the Minchas Choyte and the Minchas Kanos. One other piece of introduction, stating what we should already know after learning Masechet Zvachim, and that is just 2 definitions. What exactly was the Minchas Choyte, and what exactly was the Minchas Kanos? The Minchas Choyte was a carbon mincha that a person brought because he was a chayte, right? It's a dead giveaway. It's a mincha that's being brought by a chayte. What chayte brought a carbon mincha? Meaning usually if somebody was chayte and he had to bring a carbon, so he brought either a chatas, that's if he did an aver b'shoigig shez doinei karis, or he brought an asham, which was in certain situations. When did a chayte bring a mincha? So the answer is, in the event that somebody did an Avera, that the Torah says, you bring a Chatas, however, it's the unique parish of Chatas known as the Oil of Yoyred, we are depending on the Chaytis financial situation, we determine what type of carbon he's going to bring. In the event that that person was in a situation where he couldn't afford to bring a behemo, he couldn't even afford to bring an oif, so the Torah says, then you bring a carbon bedali dalas, you're going to bring a carbon mincha. So where is the choyte ever bringing a carbon mincha? It's really nogeya the parasha of Oilu V'yar. It's a minchas choyte, is a sif katan in that very intimidating sugya that comes up in so many areas in Shas, right? First 20 blad of Masechta Shfuas, let alone Kachem, comes up in Masechtas Hoirius very, very prominently. But the bottom line is, that's where the Minchas Choyte is Negeya. What's the Minchas Kanos? Minchas Kanos is the carbon mincha that was brought by the Soita, or more accurately, the Suffolk Soita. This is a woman that had Kini Astira, and there's a concern that maybe she was Mizana Tachas Bailov, and the Torah gives a very mystical mahalach of how we're supposed to go about figuring out whether she's innocent or whether she's guilty. One of the things that had to be done was that this woman had to bring a carbon. That carbon was a mincha. It was known as the minchas kanos. In fact, that carbon was so critical that in the event that she didn't bring the carbon, so there was no way to be mevarah the oven. There was no way to know for sure whether she was innocent or guilty. Meaning the punchline of the suffix site was she was going to drink from the mayim hamarim, and obviously, in the event that she was guilty, that mayim was going to turn out to be very potent, and she was literally going to blow up in a blaze of glory. The mayim hama'arim, however, got its koyach, its energy, to be able to do its thing, only if this carbon mincha was brought. That's what's known as the minchas kanois. Regardless, the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois, they come together, they band together over here, they have something in common. They're the two types of menachas where a machshava shalei lishma, with regards to one of the four critical avodas, be it the kmitza, be it putting the koymets into the klisharis, be it being moilach the klisharis to the mizbech, or be it the actual akhtara, where the halach is not only is it olu l'bailam l'shem chayva, it's even going to be possible. What does it mean, possible? You can't eat the shariah mincha. Possible means you can't be mocked to the kohenets right now. Those two karbonas have this in common. What the makar is, that is today's not such hard daf. Sok the gemara. Chutz bi minchas chayte u minchas kanos. Bishloima minchas chayte bishloima. I understand why a minchas chayte shaloi l'shma is going to be possible. Because chatos kari rachmana. Because the Torah refers to the minchas chayte as a chatos. Where does the Torah refer to the minchas chayte as a chatos? Layosim aleh shemen, the Torah says. V'layitein aleh levoina. So the minchas chayte is unique. It didn't involve oil, even though most menachas involved oil. It didn't involve levoina, even though most menachas involved levoina. And the reason the Torah says that's the case is ki chatosi, because it's a chatos. So to be clear, the minchas chayte sounds a little like a chatos, but it's not a chatos, it's a mincha. Stating that, the Torah referred to the minchas chayte as a chatas, and if a chatas shaloi l'shma is possible, a minchas chayte is going to be possible as well. By the way, what's a precedent after learning Masech Tzvachim for such an idea, where you have something that's not a chatas, but chatas kari rachman, and as a result, it gets dinim as a chatas, the para aduma. The para aduma was kachi by the gabayas. The para aduma wasn't even brought in the mizbeach, fakeret, it had to be done davka outside of Machne Yisrael. But afilu hachi, it has a lot of dinim as a chatas. For example, shaloi l'shma by the para aduma to tesefta is possible, and the reason is because chatas kai rachmana. Torah also gives us a zog. We refer to it as a chatas. Is it mamish a chatas? No, but chatas kai rachmana. So the minchas chayte, even though bishrusha, you want to know what it is? It's DNA. It says it's a mincha, but being that the Torah refers to it as a chatas, it has this din of a chatas. But either way, so the Gemara says, I understand that's pasha to me. Why a minchas chayte shloi l'shma is possible? It's based on chatas kai rachmana. Ela minchas kanois minolon, but the minchas kanois to me sounds like a good old-fashioned mincha. And if that's the case, what is the mekar that shalei l'shma is possible? And just to clarify this a little bit better also, even though it feels a little bit like the minchas kanois is related to a chatas. We said, who brings the minchas kanois? A soita, who did some sort of aveira, but that doesn't make it a carbon chatas. Even the minchas chayte is only being treated like a chatas because the Torah called it a chatas. The minchas kanois is ba'al chet, so to speak. But the bottom line is, it's definitely not chatas, it's a mincha. You don't find that the Torah even referred to it as a carbon chatas. So minolan that shaloi l'shma is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The Tani Tanakh made Rav Nachman. There was a Tana that presented the following to Rav Nachman. He said, minchas kanos, moisra nedava. A minchas kanos, if there's any leftover money, the halacha is, it was used as a nedava. So what does this mean? It means where somebody was mafresh money to bring a minchas kanos. Then they went to the store and they bought the mincha. Not very expensive, and it turned out that there was some extra money. So the Tana told Rav Nachman, you know what you do with that extra money? You use it as a nedava. What does this mean? It means the money was put into a fund. There were a bunch of shofros and funds that were in the Beis HaMikdash, and the proceeds of those funds were used to purchase karbanos oila that were put on the mizbeach at times when the Mizbeach was idle, when there was nothing going on the Mizbeach. What's known as Kitza Mizbeach. But the point is that the Tana told Rav Nachman that you want to know what you do with the extra money that was set aside for Minchas Kanois. You use it for the Karbonos Oila that were brought, the Kitza Mizbeach. Those Karbonos were Karbonos Nedava, and that's why the Lashon that he used was Moisra Nedava. Amalei Rav Nachman heard what the Tana said. He told him back, Shaper Ka'amrit, you're saying very good. You know why? Because Maskeres Ovin Ksivba. It says regarding the Minchas Kanois that it's something that's going to be Masker the Ovin. What does that mean in Taich? It means it's going to help determine whether or not this woman did the Avera or didn't do the Avera. So the Torah refers to it, however, as Maskeres Ovin, using the magic word Ovin. Ubechatos Ksiv. And regarding the Karbon Chatos, it says, Va'isa Nasan Lochem Lase. Torah also uses the word Ovin. Just like by Karbon Chatos, somebody was mafrish money, there was leftover money. What do you do with that leftover money? You use it to buy the Nedava of the Oivlas Tzibur, the Kitzam Mizbeach, af Minchas Kanois. So too, when it comes to Minchas Kanois, Moisra Nedava, it's going to be Moisra Nedava. Says the Gemara, well, if you're going to tell me that there's a Gzeir Shava between the Minchas Kanois and the Karbon Chatos, with regards to Moisra, what do you do with the extra money? Then it makes sense to take this Gzeir Shava and cut and paste, drag it, apply it further, and say, Ukechatas, Machatas Psula Shalay Lashma, just like a Chatas is Pasal Shalay Lashma, Ap Minchas Kanaas Psula Shalay Lashma, so too the Minchas Kanaas is going to be Pasal Shalay Lashma as well. Either way, what's the makar that minchas chayte is pasul shalei lishma? Chatas kai rachman. And a chatas shalei lishma is pasul. What's the makar that a minchas kanois is pasul shalei lishma? It's learned out. Avain, avain, gzei reshava from chatas. What's the makar, the precedent for that? Gzei reshava, it's the drosha that the Tana told Rav Nachman. And that was minchas kanois meister in the dava based on this gzei reshava of avain, avain. Zokting mar elamiyato ibazoi. If you're going to tell me that is a gzei reshava to be learned from chatas to teach me, Shaloi Lashma is possible. Asham Yehei possible Shaloi Lashma. And carbon Asham should also be possible Shaloi Lashma. The Gamar Avain Avain Mechatas. We should learn a Gzei Rishava Avain Avain from Chatas. So we just mentioned that it says the word Avain, Avain by the carbon Chatas, and it says the word Avain by the Asham as well. Now, where does it say the word Avain by Asham? So the Pasuk says, this is Vayikra Perikei Pasuk Yudzayin. V'nefesh kisechet ha'va'as sachas mekobetz Hashem ha'shaloi se'asen v'le'yoda v'ashen v'nasa Avainoi. So it says the word Avain, right? Avainoi, but it says Avain. So it says the Gemara, we should say that an Asham shaloi l'shma is possible based on the Gzeir Shava, Avain, Avain. And for the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Because donen Avain me Avain ve'en donen Avoinoi me Avoin. To learn Minchas Kanois from Chatos to teach me Shaloi Lashma is possible, that you could do. Because it's the same exact word. It says Avoin by Chatos, it says Avoin, Maskeres Avoin by the Minchas Kanois. But by Asham, even though the Shirish is the same, the word is not the same. Because it says Avoin by Chatos, but it says Avoinoi by Asham. But the Gemara says, my nafkemino, who cares? V'atonet ve Rabbi Yishmael. Everybody knows this. V'shav akainu ba, akain zu yeshiva zu yibiyo. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they famously darshan the Gzeir Shava between two words that are not even the same words, they're not spelled the same, they don't rhyme. It was simply because they mean the same thing. Vishava kainu bayakai. And in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they said, I don't know, zui yeshiva, zui bi. And based on that, they went ahead and made Gzeir Shava. So certainly, Oven and Avoinoi, you should be able to make Gzeir Shava. The Gemara says, besides, ligomer Avoinoi, Avoinoi, mi Oven de Shmiya Sakal. I can make Gzeir Shava, not Avoinoi from Avoin, but Avoinoi me Avoinoi. Dichse, because by the carbon chatos, by Shmiya Sakal, by the halacha of Shmiyas HaKoyl, of Shvuas HaEdos, it says, Tchsiv, Im lo yagid, v'nosa avoinoi. Now that's a Karbon Chatos, it's one of the Karbonis Olav Yairid, but that's a Karbon Chatos, and it says avoinoi, and we just said it says avoinoi by the Karbon Asham, so why don't we learn Gzeir Shavas? What's the Gemara's cash? If you're going to tell me that the Makar, the Minchas Kanoi, says Pasal Shalei Lashma, because we learn Gzeir Shavas avoin avoin, then you should also make Gzeir Shavas to teach me that an Asham Shalei Lashma is Pasal. Everybody knows it's Zvachim 101. How Zvachim 101? That an Asham Shalei Lashma is not Pasul. An Asham Shalei Lashma is Kasher. Now, what's the precedent? I mean, Mechatesi, you have Gzeir Shava. So you have two options. Either you can learn Avoinoi Me Avoin from the Iker Parish of the Karbon Chatos, and even though it's not Mamish the same word, but it's Loi Gora from Veshava Kainu Ba, Kain Zui Shiva Zui Bia. Or if you prefer, you can learn Avoinoi, Avoinoi from one of the specific Chatos, and that is the Oilevi Yoyred of Shavuos Eidos. But the bottom line is, it's a Grace of Kasher. If there's a Gzeir Shava to be had, Avoin Avoin, then Luchair and Ashram Shaloi Lashma should also be possible, and it's not. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say, Eloki Gami Gzeir Shava, Le Moisin Nedava Hu Degami. You have to say that even though the Tana told Rav Nachman, Minchas Kanois Moisin Nedava, and Rav Nachman said, what's the Makar to that? It's based on Gzeir Shava between Minchas Kanois and Chatas Avoin Avoin. You have to say that Gzeir Shava was only said regarding Moisin Nedava. It wasn't said regarding Shaloi Lashma. The Chitim, you'll tell me, in Gzeir Shava the Mechza, you're going to say that, what do you mean? How could I have Gzeir Shava regarding one Allah and not with regards to another Allah? one of the principles that govern Gzeirah Shavah is and Gzeirah Shavah L'Mechatzah. So the answer is Gali Rachmana Gabi Chatos V'Shachat Oysa L'Chatos. You have a Giloy by the Karpen Chatos that teaches me V'Shachat Oysa L'Chatos, and we learn from there Oysa L'Shma Ksheir Shloy L'Shma Psula. It's Tafka her, right? It Tafka the Chatos where there's a din that Shloy L'Shma is going to be possible. I have a Kol Kachem, but all other Kachem Bein L'Shma Bein Shloy L'Shma Ksheirin. Say if it was brought L'Shma, say if it was brought Shloy L'Shma, it's going to be kosher. In other words, the reason that an asham shaloi lishma is kosher, even though there's a gzeirah shavah to be had from chatas, is because it says v'shachat oisa l'chatas. And for that matter, you would have to say that you can't learn a gzeirah shavah to teach me that a minchas kanois is pasul shaloi lishma, because again, it says oisa l'chatas, and dafka the chatas is going to be pasul shaloi lishma. Everything else is not going to be pasul. If that's the case, so where are we in the sugya, wie halt man auf dem Welt? If that's the case, I just lost my makar that a minchas kanois, shaloi lishma, is going to be possible. I thought I had a gzeirah shavah, avay navay. And we know this is a real gzeirah shavah because that's the makar that moiser minchas kanois is nidava. Stating that, I now know it says v'shachat oisa l'chatas, oisa l'shma k'sher v'shaloi l'shma psula. That's the reason that an asham shaloi l'shma is also kosher. If that's the case, I don't have a makar that minchas kanois is pasul shaloi l'shma, and it's for that reason the Gemara continues. Eloi bazoi minchas choyte u'minchas kanaos tipsulin shaloi l'shma minalan. What then is the makar that a minchas choyte and a minchas kanois are pasul shaloi l'shma? So we purposely recap the Gemara right before we saw these next words to walk right into a very obvious kasha that the Rishonim ask. And that is, one second, we had a makar that minchas chayt is pasul shalei l'shma. We had a makar that minchas kanois is pasul shalei l'shma. It wasn't the same makar. The makar that minchas chayt was pasul shalei l'shma was chatas kayir achmat. The makar that minchas kanois was pasul shalei l'shma was based on gzei reshava. The Gemara disproved the gzei reshava from Asham. And based on that, you would think, in the flow of the Gemara would now say, Ela minchas kanois to pasul shalei l'shma minalan. Because it's only that part of the equation that got debunked. But as it relates to why a minchas chayte is pasul shalei l'shma, and that's because chatas kai rachmana, you would think that's chay v'kayim. But you see from the lashon of the Gemara, not that way. Because now that the Gemara knocked out the makar to minchas kanois, the Gemara says we have to go back to the drawing board. We actually have to start today's daf all over again. Ela minchas chayte u minchas kanois tipsulin shalei l'shma minalan. Chayr, why? But the answer is pashut, if you think about it for one second. It's because, how did we knock out the Gzeirah Shavah? We knocked out the Gzeirah Shavah because it says, V'shachat Oysa. Oysa v'chatas, right? Tavka, here the halach is l'shma k'sher shloi l'shma psula. But as it relates to everything else, not. Just like V'shachat Oysa l'chatas undermines learning from chatas b'gzeirah shavah, v'shachat oisa l'chatas also undermines equating anything else that's not a chatas to a chatas. A minchas chayte is not a chatas. We made a big deal about this. It's chatas kar yirachmano. But at the end of the day, it's lomed mechatas, right? Because it's not b'cheftza a chatas. The Torah referred to it as a chatas on some level against dinei chatas. The Gemara holds, the Gemara didn't have to hold this, but the Gemara holds that in v'shachat uysol l'chatas, we see that I can't learn anything from chatas, and not just that, even if there's a chatas kayu rachmano, but if you're not b'cheftza a chatas, you're going to be knocked out. Uysol l'chatas, only the real chatas is where you have this halacha, but something that's not a real chatas, not, either way, it's for that reason when the Gemara brought the drasha of a shachat oisa, it doesn't only knock out the makar of minchas kanois and knocks out the makar of minchas chayte as well. It brings us back to the drawing board again. Ela minchas chayte u minchas kanois the psul and shleilish mami nalan. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because if you go back to the first paragraph of Masechta Zvachim, you're going to see the following. Chatas time amai. Why is it that a chatas is pasul shleilish ma mishum dechsivba? Because it says over there he. Now the truth is, it doesn't say he. It says who. So in the world of Shinu Gersois in Zvachim and Menachis, right, this is an easy one. He, who, especially if your Havara is he and he, you can even see more why this would be complicated. But V'samach Yodei al Reish HaSoir, V'shachat Oysoi, B'mkoy Mashi Yishchat Esa Oilu Lefnei Hashem Chatos Hu. So when it says in the Gemara, Mishum Dechsiv Ba He, really, it says who, but the bottom line is that who is the rabbis that shaloi l'shma is going to be possible, says the Gemara. Hachanami, here too, haksiv b'hu, not he, but haksiv b'hu, Who? It says by the Minchas Kanois, Ki Minchas Kanois, who? And being that it says Minchas Kanois, who? So it's for that reason, I know that the halacha is that by Minchas Kanois, it's going to be Pasul Shalei Lishma. And it says by the Minchas Choyte, the word who? So the bottom line is, being that it says the word who, the same exact word who that I have by the Chatas to teach me Shalei Lishma's Pasul, I have by these Menachas as well. And that's why these Menachas are going to be Pasul. But the Gemara asks, Ashem Nami Huksiv Be who? It says the word who by the Ashem as well. It says, "V'hikter oisam ha'koyin ha'mizbecho isha la'Hashem asham hu." So why don't we say that an asham shaloi l'shma is also going to be possible? So the Gemara says, "Ha'hu hu," right? That who that it says by the carbon asham la'achra aktaris emurim hu dichsev. It says that after aktaris emurim, right? Let's read the pasuk again. "V'hikter oisam ha'koyin ha'mizbecho isha la'Hashem." It says it after the Haktara, and being that it says it after the Haktara, you can't learn that Shalei Lishma is possible. In fact, you can't learn anything li'ikuva from that word, who? And it's based on a brisa. Where does it say the word who? It says it after the Hikter. And who atzmal Shalei Hukter Emur of Kasha, right? If you don't do the Haktara at all, the carbon is Kasha. So it can't be that if you don't do the Haktara in a certain way, let's say Shalei Lishma, then it's going to be possible. So even though it's true, it says the word who by Asham, just like it says it by Chattas and by those Menachas, and based on that, you would have thought that what? You would have thought that Shalei Lishma should be possible. It can't be, because the location of the word who is what teaches me that for sure it's not coming to tell me Leikuva. False state is by the Haktara, and the Haktara is not Ma'akiv. So if the Haktara is not Ma'akiv, then for sure Shalei Lishma by the Haktara is not going to be Ma'akiv. Elohu Lam. At least why Taka doesn't say the word who by the carbon Asham? The Gemara says the Rav Huna Merav. It's based on something Rav Huna Merav said. Am Rav Huna Merav. This is also Zvachim 101. Asham Shnit Gluriyo. If you have a carbon Asham, where the din is that you have to give it to the shepherd, you have to give it to the pastach, and he has to wait until it gets a mum. And once it gets a mum, he's going to go ahead, he's going to be paid it, and he's going to use the money to buy an oil. The shachtoi stam, in the interim, he went ahead and he shechted it. So before it got a mum, he went ahead and he shechted it. The halach is kosher l'shem oila. It's automatically kosher as an oila. Being that once this asham develops a blemish, you're going to be poided and you're going to buy with the money an oila. So therefore, right now, if you shechted stam, it already has a din of an oila. And says the Gemara, nitik in loy, nitik loy. The only time this halach is true is if it was given over to the re'iyah. So if it was given over to this shepherd, at that point, the halacha is that if you shechted stam, it's gonna be kosher as an oila. But if you didn't give it to the shepherd yet, and you shechted stam, it's not gonna be an oila. What is it gonna be? It's going to be an asham. And you know how we know that? Because on my crow it says, who? Daviyasa yehei. Asham who? It should remain an asham until you give it over to the shepherd. Once you give it to the shepherd, at that point, if you shecht it sam, it's going to be an oila. Up until that point, it's going to be an asham. That's what I learned from the word who. Bottom line is, what's the very, very quick recap of the first half of today's daf? The Mishnah said, kolam anachas shenikhtu shalei b'shmag shem el shalei b'ayim l'shem chay v'chutz min ha minchas choyte o minchas kanois. L'chatchilu the Gemara thought that the makar that minchas choyte is pasul is learned out from the carbon chatas. The makar that minchas kanois is pasul is learned out from the carbon chatas. How do you learn the minchas choyte from the carbon chatas? Chatas kayu rachmana. How do you learn the minchas kanois from the carbon chatas? Avain, avain. After further review, the Gemara said, you can't learn anything as it relates to Shalei Lishma from the carbon chatas, because v'shachat oisa l'chatas, and the raya l'davar is, because the asham Shalei Lishma is kosher, and there's ways to learn asham from chatas, and we don't. And the reason is, because there's a miut in the parish of chatas, you can't learn nothing from the carbon chatas, as it relates to the halach of Shalei Lishma. If that's the case, why then is it that the michas chayit, the michas kanai is going to be pasul Shalei Lishma? Because the same makar that you have by the chatas Shalei Lishma, because it says he or who, depending on the gears in the Gemara, and depending on your Avara, but the bottom line is, it says who in the Torah? Well, it says it by the Menachas as well, those Menachas, and it's for that reason those Menachas, Shalei Lishma, are going to be possible. Moving along to part two. And really, part two of today's daf is going to segue very much into tomorrow's daf. So it's going to be the topic of today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said, Minchas Ha'oimer, Shekimtza Shalei Lishma, the Minchas Ha'oimer, where Kmitza was done Shalei Lishma, Psula, it's going to be possible. And the reason is Hayul Ubas Lahater Velehitir. Being that the whole tachlis of the Minchas Ha'omer is to be matter, and if you do it Shalei Lishma, it's Le'olu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva, which means it doesn't have the ability to be matter. So Velehitirav, it's not being matter by definition. it has to be possible. Chenata Omer, Rav continued, he said, the same is going to be true. Va'osham Nazir, va'osham Mitzayra, she'shachtu shaloi v'shman, psulin. The Osham Nazir and the Osham Mitzayra, even though these are Hashamais, and Hashamais ordinarily shaloi v'shma akasher, here they're going to be possible. Hayulu bo lahachshav lo yachshir. Being that the whole tachlis of these Hashamais is to be machshir, and they can't be machshir, why? Because they're le'olu l'baylum l'shem chayfa. So it's for that reason, over here, shaloi v'shma is going to be possible. So Rav walks into this medrash. Rav, who's a shaskin, Rav, even when he says halachas, he says a balash and kitzara, and he comes and he says two earth-shattering chedushim. Mamash, earth-shattering. At first glance, the mufrik from Mishnayis, as we're about to say. One in the world of Menachis, and the other in the world of Zvachim. As relates to Menachis, says, I want you to know, the Minchas Oimer, where the Kmitzah, or one of the other critical avodas, Vodan Shaloi Lishma, possum. Why? Because the whole matara of the Minchas Oimer is to be matter and v'loyetira. What was this chiddush in Zvachim? Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzayra, Sheshacht and Shaloi Lishma Psulim. Even though there are Hashamais and an Asham Shaloi Lishma, according to the Ikishit and Masach Zvachim, is kosher, but being that their whole tachlis is to be machsher, and they can't be machsher because they're like, oh, Lubayim Lashem Chayva. So it's for that reason, in this case, they're going to be possible. So let's unpack exactly what it is that Rav is saying, and then we'll see the Gemara Shakla V'Tayyah in Rav. So, Mincha Soimer. So, first things first. What was the Mincha Soimer? The Mincha Soimer was a carbon mincha. It was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan. The tachlis of it was to be matir the Tfuah HaChadash. They used to bring the Mincha Soimer on Tez Zayin Nisan. Then they would count 49 days. And then they would bring another mincha known as the Shtei HaLechem that came together with Kivsei Atzeres. And that was brought on Shavuos. The 49 days that they counted from the Minchas Oimer until the Shtei Alechem is what we know as Sfiras Oimer. The Sfiras Oimer that we count today is a Zecher. It's not even a real Rabbanon according to some Rishonim. It's a Zecher Ba'alma to what once upon a time was a mitzvah that was rooted in Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Metnei Chatoeinu, Galino Me'artzeinu. We don't have that mitzvah d'oraisa today. All we have is a remez l'davar, right? Like Machzis HaShekel, like Koirech that we do by the Leil HaSeder. There are certain things that we do as mamish as a Zecher Ba'alma. According to many, the mitzvah sphere of Omer is a Zecher Ba'alma. According to others, it could be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Whatever. We're digressing. By the way, we're other sugyas of sphere of Omer. Saktus Menachis. Much later in the Masechta. But the bottom line is, that's what the Minchas Omer was. So what was the tachlis of the Minchas Omer? To be matir the Tfuah HaKadosh. Said Rav, a very logical thing. He said, the whole purpose of the Minchas Omer is to be matir. If you bring a carbon shaloi l'shma, even the good ones, the ones that are kosher, t'alei olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Means you gotta bring another one. Whatever this carbon was supposed to accomplish, it didn't accomplish, right? That's what it means, t'alei olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. You need kapara, you didn't get kapara. Giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a gift. Right? Whatever it is that you're trying to do, you didn't accomplish, you didn't satisfy. So, mainly, you gotta rinse and repeat. It just so happens that carbon itself is a kosher to carbon. But as it relates to the Minchas Omer, like, oh, Bayim L'Shem Chayvim means that this Minchas Omer is not gonna be matter the Tfuah HaKadosh. So, said Rab, the whole Chefza, the whole Metzias of the carbon is to be matter. If it can't be matter, then it's nothing. You can't even eat the Shiori HaMincha. You can't put it on the Mizbeach. It's going to be 100% possible. Rav said the same would be true, just applying the logic to two Hashamos, the Asham Nazir and the Asham Mitzayra. So let's define. The Asham Nazir is one of the Karbanos that the Nazir Tameh used to bring. So we know there's a huge Kachim component to Masechtas Nazir. There were two sets of karbonas that the Nazir would bring. One was mandatory, and that was Bashlamas Nezirusa, he would bring a Chatas and Oilen Ashlamen. The other was not something he had to do, unless. In the event that a Nazir became Tameh, so now he had to be Noyag and Nezirus to Tumah, and in order to be able to start counting again, he had to become not Tameh. One of the things that he needed to do is he had to bring a set of karbonas. One of the karbonas that he brought was a carbon asham. That Asham that he brought, Rav said, in Lamdis, was being brought to allow the Nazir Tameh to start counting his Naziris all over again. Right? Just to go through this a drop better. When a Nazir became Tameh, Tomas Meis, Vayomim HaRishonim Yiplu, the Torah says, he loses his Naziris. So his Naziris gets put on hold, but it's even worse than that. He has to literally go all the way back, right? He has to start from scratch. So if he's 93 days into a 100-day Naziris, well, you got to start all the way from the beginning. The Asham was a carbon that was machsher him, that allowed him to go ahead and start counting his Naziris all over again. Says Rav, So what is the chefza of the Asham Nazar? The chefza of the Asham Nazar is a carbon that's being brought to allow him to start counting his Aziris. Now, if Asham Shaloi Lishma is like Alu Lubaylam Lashem Chavis, he can't start counting his Aziris again. If he can't start counting his Aziris, so this Asham has no Tayalis. If it has no Tayalis, same logic, it's going to be possible. Same is true for the Asham Mitzayra. The Asham Mitzayra was one of the carbonos that every Asham, or every Mitzayra had to bring. And when the Mitzayra used to bring his Asham, the purpose of it was to allow him to come back into the Machna. So the Mitzayra had a din of Badad Yeshev. He wasn't just Chutz L'Machna, Shechina Machna Levi. It had to be Chutz L'Sholish Machnas. He had to be outside Machna Yisrael as well. And the Asham was what was matter him. It allowed him entry once again. This is his ticket. If he can prove, he has a voucher that says, I brought a proper carbon asham, lost the man. Otherwise, you're going to have to stay where you are right now. So again, the tachlis of the asham mitzayra is what? It's to be machsha something, to allow him to come back into the machna, says Rav. If it's like, oh, bain l'shem chayvus, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So what is it? And it's for that reason, says Rav, that as it relates to the minchas oimer and the Asham Nazar and the Asham Mitzayra. Right, so we said earlier, what do the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Kanos have in common? What does the Minchas Ha'omer, the Asham Nazar, and the Asham Mitzayra have in common, right? We're making interesting subcategories of karbanos here. But the bottom line is, all three of these karbanos are brought le'iza tayeles, and if you can't accomplish that tayeles, then it doesn't make sense that the karma should be kosher, and that's why all three of these cases are going to be possible. Now, the Gemara's analysis of what Rav said begins. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, what's the kasha? I mean, if we're not mechaven to this kasha, we have to start that base all over again. Then, Isa, if you're going to tell me that the minchas ha'omer shaloi lishma is also pasul, listen, nami chutz mi minchas ha'omer. So it's not chutz mi minchas chayte and minchas kanois, it's chutz mi minchas chayte, minchas kanois, and minchas ha'omer. In locha kasha gedoyla mizu, right? This is the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara says, three chilukim maybe, why? The Tanya of the Mishnah, even though it seems to be suggesting examples too, of when shaloi lishma is pasul, didn't throw into the mix the minchas ha'omer. Number one, kiktani ba. The Mishnah was only talking about karbanis yachid, but like tani. So the minchas chayte, the minchas kanois were karbanis yachid. Minchas ayim was a carbon zibur. Additionally, maybe kiktani ba biglal atzma, ba biglal zevach like tani. The minchas chayte is a standalone carbon. The minchas kanois is a standalone carbon. Minchas ayim came together with animals. Ayin psukei atayir and parshas emor. So being it came together with a zevach, so it's for that reason, maybe that's why the time of the Mishnah didn't mention. Alternatively, kiktani hanoch she'en kavula hemzman. The Mishnah is talking about karbonos mincha that are not kavula hemzman. They're not zman gerama. They're not associated with a time. Huh, however, this one, the kavula zman, Rashi says, what's the zman benison? Rashi could have said betezai nison. But either way, benison, it's in chodesh nison, like katani, and it's for that reason it's not mentioned. Either way, I hear Pash the Teretz, I guess, three chilukim between the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Kanois on the one hand and the Minchas Ha'imer on the other hand. Amar, moving along. What was the second part of Rav, the Seif? We learned in a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? This is the first Mishnah, Mesechtes Zvachim. The first words of the first Mishnah. If you're going to tell me that an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzayra Shalei Lashma are also possible, listen, nami chutz mi Asham Nazir va Asham Mitzayra. The bo lahachsher v'loy hechshiru. So how come we didn't mention this? And for the Gemara, given the ikka Asham Gzeilus for Asham Ilus l'chapara also. Being that there are other Ashamis that are not coming to be machsher, they're coming for kapara. For example, the Asham Gzeilus, or dasham mi'ilois, so therefore leipsikalei. Therefore, we didn't mention it. What's the point? Because the Tanya of the Mishnah doesn't want to get all nuanced, very granular. This asham, nah, this asham, yeah. So being that be'ikir ashamos are kosher, right? You can't say that they're all pasul, like by the Chatas or like by the Pesach. So therefore, it doesn't get a shout out. But you should know that the Chatas is excluded, the Pesach is excluded, and there are even types of ashamos that are excluded as well. Either way, so what was the first part of the Gemara's Iyun on Rav, the Chayra? Both halves of what Rav said seem to be contradicted by Mishnayos. The first half by the first Mishnah, Mesechtes Menachos, the second half by the first Mishnah,
In Mesechta Zvachim.
Here comes the second part of the Iyun. Also, by the way, rather intuitive. Freit the Gemara. Maishna Asham Naz of Asham Mitzayr. Let's focus on the Asham Naz and the Asham Mitzayr. Why is it that Rav said Asham Naz and Asham Mitzayr Shloy Lashmaz is going to be possible? He said the Bola Hachshav Leichshir. Because the whole tachlis of it is to be Machshir, and Shloy Lashmaz doesn't have the ability to be Machshir, so if it's not being Machshir, so then what way is it kosher? It's for that reason it's going to be possible. Freit the Gemara. Hani Nami. As it relates to the other Asham Lois, as it relates to the Asham Gizelois and the Ashim Elois, that are both the Kapara, Lamaisa, they came for Kapara, but like Kipru. So again, they're also not serving their purpose. So if they're not serving their purpose, they should also be possible. Right? When we saw Rav in the beginning, it sounded like such a novel Svara. But if you think about it for a minute, it's actually Mechusar Havana. Because the same logic that you have, that it's both Lahachshav Lahichshav, L'chir you have by, I don't know, an Asham, that's Bala Kapara. It's Bala Chapev Lekiper. So Maishna, what's the difference that, as it relates to the Asham Nazar and the Asham Mitzayr, that Abba L'Hachshav L'Hichshir, Rav says, Memela, makes no sense to eat the Shiraim, and makes no sense to go ahead and put it on the Mizbeach, and it's for that reason it's going to be possible. Yet by the Asham is that Abba L'Chapara, we don't say that. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah came, and Rabbi Yirmiyah defended Rav. He said, Motzino Shechilik HaKosa B'Mechaprim U'B'Machshirim. He said, really, the answer to this is understanding Kachem a little bit better, because you find already precedent and that there's a chilik between karbonis that are mechaprim, in this case, such as the Asham Gzelis and the Asham Elois, versus karbonis that are merely machshirim, in this case, such as the Asham Nazar and the Asham Mitzayr. Where do you find this chilik? Mechaprim, as it relates to mechaprim, ispu da asol achamiso, there's an idea that sometimes a carbon that's balachaper can be brought even after the person that was obligated to bring this carbon already died, whereas machshirim less budas lachamisa. Well, you don't find anywhere that machshirim are brought lachamisa. What's the makartit? It's the Tanan. It's a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Kinim, Perik Bey Mishnah. Hey, it's also a Gemara Mesechtes Vachim Daf Hemeral. The Mishnah says, Ho isha shehivir chatasa umesa. So we're talking about a woman that was a Yoledes. Every Yoledes had to bring a chatas and an oil, right? Depending on her financial situation, it's one of the examples of Eilu Yoyed, but she's always bringing a chatas and she's always bringing an oil. So what would be if there was a woman that was a Yoledes that brought her chatas and then she ended up dying? Yovil Yarshin Ailasa. Her Yarshin have a chiv to go ahead and bring the oil. So she was mafish a chatas and an oil. She brought the chatas and amazingly, between the chatas and the oil, yotzen a shmasa. Good. So right now, Yovil Yarshin Ailasa. The Yarshin go ahead and they bring the oil. Ailasa Mesa. What would bring if it was the other way around? She brought the oil and then she died. Lo Yovil Yarshin Chatasa. So the Yarshin are not supposed to bring the Chatas. And what's the reason for this, says Rabbi Yirmiyah? Ayin Rashi, who explains this. The reason is, and this is a little bit counterintuitive, because the Chatas that the Yoledes used to bring came to be machshir the Yoledes to be allowed to eat kachem again. Yoledes is tameh, she has to bring karmel chatas in order to be able to eat kachem. The oila, again, this is why this is counterintuitive, came to be mechaper. Usually you would think the oila is the machshir and the chatas is the mechaper. This is exactly the opposite. The chatas was machshir and the oila was mechaper. That's why if she brought the chatas and died before the oila, we can bring the oila. Because being that the oil is a mechaper, there's a musik that mechaper ma ispu da asul achamisa. As opposed to, if she brought the oil and didn't bring the chatas is a machsher, and lo moitzinu machsher that should be brought la achamisa. So you see, said Rabbi Yirmiyah, that there's a chilik between a machsher and a mechaper. A mechaper could be brought sometimes la achamisa, that mishnah mesachtes kinim, as opposed to a machshir is never brought lachamis. Okay, so what does that have to do with Rav? I mean, it's a nice distinction between mechaper and machshir. I hear. We're asking a kashan on Rav. Rav, you're saying it doesn't make sense to put a machshir on the mizbeach where it doesn't have the ability to be machshir. Fake the Gemara, say the same thing by mechaper. It doesn't make sense to put a mechaper on the mizbeach when it doesn't have the ability to be mechaper. And for Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's a chilik between machshir and mechaper. Okay, there's a chilik, but how does it translate into a yishuv in Rav? But the Hesber, again, if you think about it for a minute, is very, very simple. What's Rav's lumdus? Rav's lumdus is, if I have a carbon where the whole metzias of it was to be machshir, and right now it can't be machshir because it was brought shalai l'shmatz, lay olu bayin l'shem chayva, so you cannot go and put it on the mizbeach. As opposed to, if I have a carbon whose matar was to be mechaper, Now that it can't be mechaper because it's like, oh, bayin l'shem chayv, there's still an Indian, put it on the mizbech. Says the Gemara, what's the chilek? It's pashut. Because you see, mechaperin can be brought l'achamisa. Machshirim can't. Let me ask you a question. When a mechaper is brought l'achamisa, is it being mechaper? No. In kapar l'mesin. The person's not alive anymore. Elamai, there's a din. That a carbon that's bechefza mechaper has an inyan sometimes to do akrava with it, even though it's bepoil, not accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish. Even though it's not being mechaper. But when it comes to a machshir fakert, you see that you can't bring the chatas lachamisa because of the fact that it's a machshir, and you can never bring a machshir lachamisa. But here's the point. You find that there's an inyan that sometimes we put a mechaper on the mizbeach, even though really it doesn't have the ability to be mechaper. So if you have an asham me'ilois and an asham gzelois, where it's bechefza mechaper, even though right now it doesn't have the ability to mechaper, that in of itself wouldn't be a reason not to put it on the mizbeach, despite the fact that when it comes to the machsher, the halacha is we would say that you can't put it on the mizbeach. Either way, that's the tzushtel of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. It's not just, oh, I found a makar that is chilukim between machshirim and mechaperim. It's he. It's the same exact chiluk. I'm finding a makar that you could take a mechaper that's not being mechaper and put it on the mizbeach. That's the case. An osham that's not being mechaper, even though its metzias was to be mechaper, still maybe there's a din that it should be kosher as opposed to with the machshir, you don't find any makar to this. But the Gemara says, "Maskef l'Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shimon ben Paz machshir nami miles b'dasu l'acham." He says, "That's true. You never put a machshir on the mizbeach." We learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Me'ilah. A mafrish mois l'nizi rusai. If somebody was mafrish money for Naziris, somebody's a Nazir, and he has to bring his Karbanis Nazir. So he went and he was mafrish money. What's the purpose of this money? He's going to go and he's going to buy the Karbanis that he needs to bring. So the halach is loy nenin. You're not allowed to have anah from this money because this money is hektish. However, there's no iser me'ila. And the reason is because one of the karbanis that the Nazir brought was a karban shlamim. A shlamim's kachem kalim. There's no me'ila on kachem kalim. And being that he technically could have used all the money to buy a shlamim, so it's not muchach that the money is kachem kadashim. Maybe it's kachem kalim. So loy nenim, because he can't have anah even from a shlamim. But loy mo'ilim, there is no iser me'ila because maybe all the money over here is shlamim. Mace. What would be if after the person, this Nazir, was mafresh moislin as he really ended up dying. So says the Mishnah, if the money was stumin, meaning he was never mefarish whether the money is going to go for the chattas, the oil of the shlamim, or which dollar is going to go for what. So there the halach is yiplu linadava. All the money ends up going linadava. What does it mean, linadava? It goes to that fund that was used to buy karbanos oila, oila sibur, nidvas oila sibur that was used for kitzah mizbech. The makar to this, by the way, is halacha l'moish mesina. Rashi quotes the sugya mesachtes nazar. Mifurashin, what would be if the money wasn't moish stumen, but it was designated? This is going to go for this carbon, that for that carbon. Okay, so then each dollar needs to be cheshben differently. Tmei chattas, the money that was set aside for the chattas, yoilach l'am ha-melech, that you throw into the yam ha-melech. And the reason is because it's a chattas shemesa baleh. That's the way we look at it. Even though it never became a chattas, it was only dmei chattas, but a chattas shemesa baleh, that's one of the chomish chattas ha-mesa. That's also halacha l'moish mesinai. And the halacha is, you can't do nothing with it. So in the form of an animal, what would you do? You would let it die, l'misa azla. And in the form of money, it's yoilach yam ha-melech. Now, stating that loy nen, you can't have anah from it, because it's still kachim, but there's no mila, because there's no mila on the chomish chattas ha-mesa. And the reason there's no mila by the chomish chattas ha-mesa is because this mila comes from the fact that it has a purpose. That you're supposed to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Kodshei Hashem. And being that there's nothing to do with this, because it's L'misa Azla, Memel is not subject to the laws of Me'ila. Dmei Oila. What about the Oila money? So Yavi Bahen Oila. So that you can bring a carbon Oila. Right? Why could you bring a carbon Oila? The reason you can bring a carbon Oila is very simple, because Oila's Bab in Adava. And as a result, even though the person died, but you can go bring an oila. And not just that, the money is going to have Kedusha Sayla. Kedusha Sayla is Kachik Adashim and has a Tayeles, bringing it as a carbon. And as a result, it's subject to Mila. Demei Shlamim. What about the Shlamim money? Yavi Bahen Shlamim. So the halacha is that you, again, you can bring a carbon Shlamim with it, because Shlamim is also Baba Nedim and Adava. stating that the nacholim liyoymecha, the shlomim that you're going to bring is going to have a din to be eaten for a day and a night. This is a chiddush because shlomim is kachem kalim, and kachem kalim is usually eaten for 2 days and a night. But we know the shalmi nazar was unique, just like the shalmi toida, the shalmi nazar was eaten only for a day and a night. And being that this money is money that was initially set aside for a shalmi nazar, so it retains a little bit of hilchas nazar in it, and therefore it's only nachal liyoym v'layil. Stating that the ein tuunim lechem, but at the same time it doesn't require lechem. That's also a chiddush, because the shalmi nazir did require lechem. And you're telling me we treat it a little bit like a shalmi nazir. It's only nachal yom v'layil. So good, I would have thought it should require lechem. Kamash b'lan adas. Either way, gishmak halacha, based on a lot of zvachim digadinim. Here's the Gemara's kasha. This is the maskefla Rabbi Yehuda Brei, the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Here's the punchline. Va'oila v'shlamim, the nazir, the machshirim ninu, the oila and the shlamim of the nazir are machshirim. Chatas also, by the way, right? Because what's the whole purpose of the karbanis that the nazir used to bring? The nazir tahar. What was the purpose of his karbanis? The purpose of his karbanis was v'acha yishta nazir yayin. So that he could come to the next kiddush and have a glass of wine, right? That's the whole tachlis. Yet v'ka asu la'achar misa, and you find that it's being brought la'achar misa. It's clear it's being brought la'achar misa. The guy died, and we're taking the money and we're bringing karbanis. Zoysay meris is a musig of bring a machsher even la'achar misa. So maskef l'Rabbi Yehuda Brei, the Rav Shimon ben Pazi, to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you're telling me mechaper na ba'la'achar misa machshirim not, and that's the way you're inferring shitas Rav. Is that true? You never bring a machsher la'achar misa. I have a perfect example: the oil and the shlamim of the nazir. You see, clearly was brought la'acha misa am rapapas. Rapapi said, hacha ka'amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yirmiyahu meant to say. We have to tweak a little bit l'shoyne yazav shal Rabbi Yirmiyahu. What he meant to say was, lo'y matzinu hechsher kavua debal la'acha misa. You don't find anywhere a hechsher kavua that should be brought la'acha misa u'denazir. And as it relates to the oil and the shlamim of the nazir, hechsher she'ena kavua, those are hechsher she'ena kavuas. Amar, how do I know that? Because Mar said, Gilech al achas min shlosh tam yotza, that if you bring even one of the three karbanos nazir, your yotza, the nazir could do a teglachas, he could drink yayin, and that makes it a hechsher she'ena kavua, and a hechsher she'ena kavua, Rabbi Yirmiyahu knows, is going to be different. So what does the taichi even mean? What's a hechsher kavua and what's a hechsher she'ena kavua? So it's mavur, just from the words of the Gemara, that the chiluk between a hechsher kavua is, a hechsher kavua is where you're the only machsher. Let me say it better. You're critical for the hechsher. A hechsher she'ena kavua is where you're machsher when you're brought, but I can get the hechsher without you. Kavua means I need you in order to get hechsher, as opposed to ena kavua means I don't need you in order to get hechsher. The asham mitnazer and the asham mitzayra, that's what Rav was talking about, are machshirim that you can't live without. A nazir tamei who doesn't bring an asham will never be able to start counting his nazirus again. A mitzayra that doesn't bring his asham mitzayra will never be allowed to enter the machna. A nazir tahar who doesn't bring his oila and shlamim, as long as he brings his chatas, he can do whatever he wants. Because amar mar im gilach al achas mishlosh tam yatza. What's the point? The point is that Rabbi Yirmiyahu knew that there's a musig of a machsha lachamisa, but only a machsha she'ena kavua. You don't find it by a machsha kavua. And Rav was saying his halacha is by machsha kavua. So divrei Rav was saying his halacha by a machsha kavua. Zok Rabbi Yirmiyahu over there, a machsha kavua you don't find can be brought lachamisa, as opposed to mechaper you do find can be brought lachamisa. That is Rabbi Yirmiyahu's chiluk. That's what he was coming to say in Shitas Rav. In other words, Rav, who said that there's a chiluk between the Asham Nazir and the Asham Mitzayra versus the Asham Gzeles and the Asham Elois, it's because one is a machsher and the other one is a machaper. Rav said that if you bow the hachsher v'le hichsher, it doesn't make sense that you should even put it on the mizbech. What do you mean? If you bow the chaper v'le keeper, it doesn't make sense either. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu, what's Rabbi Yirmiyahu's chilek? Rabbi Yirmiyahu says it's not true, because you see la'acha misa, there's an idea of putting a machaper on the mizbech, even though it's not being machaper, whereas you see from la'acha misa, you don't put a machsher on the mizbech when it's not coming to be machsher. Now, does that mean you never, ever, ever will bring a machsher? Will never ever bring a machshir lachamisa? No, it doesn't mean that. But as it relates to a machshe kavua, as a machshe kavua, that, yeah, and Rav said as halacha ben machshe kavua, that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah's distinction holds true. So we're going to end with one last gemara, meisvei akasha on Rav. And this is a kasha that's almost going to end the conversation. Asha mitzayro, shenishchat shaloi l'shmoi. So again, this is the main part of the brisa. Asha mitzayro, shenishchat shaloi l'shmoi. Asha mitzayro, alzeinu done, that was Rav's halacha. The shchita was done shaloi l'shmoi, right? That's what Rav's halacha was. Oh, shaloi niti midon yagabi behind us. Oh, you didn't do the matan behind us that we don't need now. Hareza oilo legabi mizbeach. You put it on the mizbeach. V'ton nesachin. It even requires nesachim. V'tzarech hashem ach shalach shiroi. But you need to bring another asham. Why? Because it's lay odo labayim l'shem b'chayva. What did this brisa just say in English? The part of it that we need, that an asham mitzayra shalay lishma is kosher for like alu l'bayim l'shem chayva. What did Rav say? Rav said that the minchas ha'omer and the asham nazir and the asham mitzayra that were brought shalay lishma are going to be possible. And the Gemara says if that's the case, tiyufta de Rav, Rav is knocked out. One geshmak a toisvus, right? We don't learn all the toisvus in, but these toisvus in we might as well. So it's the second toisvus on the top of tafei amir aleph. Tiyufta zok toisvus have a matzil l'meima Rav tanahu palikud amir b'kama dochti. They really. Those words, tiyufta de Rav, is almost a misnomer, right? Because, what do you mean, tiyufta de Rav? Rav is a tanu pal. You can't checkmate Rav because he found a braisa not like him. Even a Mishnah, kavachayma, a braisa, and a chinami toisva says, have a matzah lemeimer. The Gemara could have said that. But the bottom line is, what was Rav's chiddish again? We're going to start with Rav tomorrow. But what was Rav's chiddish? That even though in the Mishnah it's mavur, kala menoche shenikmetsu shleidoshman ksherim, elosh li olu lebayin l'shem chayva, chutz mi minchas choyte o minchas kanois, there's actually a third mincha that's going to be possible. And that is the minchas ha'omer. However, v'lav mitame, the minchas choyte and the minchas kanois, why are they pasul shalei lishma? Because it says who? The minchas ha'omer, why is that pasul shalei lishma? That's based on a svara. Hoylu bas lahater v'loy hitira. By the way, Rav said a chiddush menaches, he said the same exact chiddush in zvachim as well. Kol ha'zvachim shenizbuchu shalei lishma ksherim elu shalei olu labayim lama d'shem chayva chutz min ha'chatos v'ha'pesach. Rav said it's chutz min achatas va'pesach and the asham nazir and the asham mitzayra. What's the mekar to chatas and pesach? Sugi is in the first parak of Masechet Zvachim. The short answer is drashas. Right, it's a short answer to every question in Kachim, but the short answer is drashas. What's the mekar that the asham nazir and the asham mitzayra are different? Hayol, it's the svar of hayol. Ubo lahachsher v'loy hich shiru exhale. So just to end with one short ha'ara. And that is, so Baruch Hashem, in the last 3 days, we started a new Masechta, Masechtas Menaches, which immediately followed the previous Masechta that we learned, and that is Masechtas Zvachim. So the first two Masechtas of Seder Kachim are Zvachim and Menaches. It's a lot of other Masechtas that are coming up, but the first two are Zvachim and Menaches. The primary topic of Zvachim are all the Zvachim, all the Karbonos that were live animals. The Oila, the Chatos, the Asham, the Shlamim, the Bechor Meiser and Pesach, the Toida, all the types of Ashamois, all the types of Chatois, etc., etc. What's the topic of Masechtas Menaches? It's the other carbon that's not a Balchai, and that is the carbon Mincha. It's called Menaches because there are many different types of Karbonois Mincha. So Zvachim deals with all the Lepidig Karbanos. Menachos deals with the Karbanos that came from carbs, right? It deals with the Karbanos Mincha. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Maisa Karbanos, so from Halacha Aleph on, starts Kedarke Bakodesh in a very systematic, clear way, delineates all the different types of Karbanos. There's an Oila, there's a Chatas, there's an Asham, there's a Shlamim. The Rambam goes through every single carb. And then he comes to Halacha Yud Zayin. He says, Kol HaKarbanos HaElu Nikra'im Zvachim. He says, all these Karbanos that I just mentioned, which is the entire litany of Karbanos, with the exception of the Mincha, all of these are what we know as Zvachim. The Rambam says this as well, almost verbatim, in his Hakdama to Seder Kachim in his Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Rambam wrote a Hakdama to Seder Kachim, and towards the end of the Hakdama, the Rambam says as follows. So here too, he lists all the karbanos, goes into great detail, mentioning every single karban that you could possibly bring. And he says, Zehu klal kol ha-karbanos, ha-makrivim balei chayim, I just gave you the entirety of all the karbonos that were ever brought from Baal Chayim, the Haim Nikron, the Shem Echad Koilol, and they're all referred to by one Shem Klali. And what is that? For whose Zvachim? So you want to know what Zvachim is? It's all the karbonos that were brought from Baal Chayim. Menachis is the one that's not brought from the Baal Chayim, and that is the Karban Mincha. The Mabit, in his Sefer Kiryas Sefer, and the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, Hilchos Maaser Karbonos, says as follows. He says, the Rambam says, Kol HaKarbonos HaElu Nikram Zvachim, that all these Karbonos are called Zvachim. Nira, Delo Ikru Kol HaKarbonos Zvachim, Elo B'Loshen Chachamim. That the Rambam said, that all these Karbonos are called Zvachim, he meant B'Loshen Chachamim. That when the Chachamim used the term Zvachim, it means all the Karbonos. Kedetna, Kol HaZvachim, Shenizvuchu Shaloi L'Shman Ksherim. Additionally, Ve'izeu Mekoyman Shel Zvachim. And now we list out all the different Zvachim. Avo B'Loshen Torah, says the Mabit, Lo Ikru Zvachim Elo Hashlamim. He says, B'Loshen HaTorah, the word Zvachim always is referring specifically to the Karbon Shlamim. The Tosfos Yontif, in his first comment on Masechta Zvachim, he also quotes the Rambam. Now, Tosfos Yontif doesn't quote the Rambam in Yad Chazaka. Tosfos Yontif quotes the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos. The Kiryas Sefer wrote a Sefer on Yad Chazaka. So when he's making his comment, he's making it on the Rambam's comment, which is Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, and Hilchos Maaser Karbonos. Tosfos Yontif is a Pirush HaMishnayos. He was learning Mishnayos, and he saw what the Rambam wrote in his Pirush HaMishnayos. And that is, quote, Kol Shem, that what does Zvachim mean? Shem Koilul Kol HaKarbonos HaKreven Mibalei Chayim Shenoya Gam Bin Ledoiros Kasha Tzivonu Hashem. Says the Tosfos Yontif, even though the Rambam said that the word Zvachim is koilel all the karbonos, however, you should know that the Loshen Zvicha Bakosov, when you find it in the Torah, it's Ela B'Shlomim V'Oilois. It means only Shlomim and Oilois. So this is a very similar comment to what the Mabit said. The Mabit said that Kol HaKarbonos HaElu Nikram Zvachim, Nira, to Leikru Kol HaKarbonos Zvachim Elo B'Loshen Chachamim, Avo B'Loshen Torah, I'm skipping, Leikru Zvachim Elo HaShlomim. Tos Yontif makes almost the identical comment. Again, the Kiryas Sefer Yad Chazak, Tos Yontif Pirush HaMishnayos, but it's almost the identical comment. Afal Pishe Loshen Zvicha Lo Nema because of Elo B'Shlomim V'Oilois, and says the Mabit, that you want to know the, or says the Tosfos Yontif, that you want to know the Makar, that B'Loshen HaTorah, you find Zvachim only with regards to the Oila and the Shlomim, take a look at the Evan Ezra at the very, very end of Parshas Yisra. So what's this Evan Ezra in the end of Parshas Yisra? The Evan Ezra brings as follows. He brings that he had a conversation with a Min. So we know Min is code for Mitalmida Yeshay Noitzri. So the Evan Ezra had this conversation with a Noitzri. He says, Ro'isi Min Echad, I saw one Min, Yishtachaku Atzmoysov, She'etan ala Chachamim. He had tainas on the Chacham. Pavur Sha'amru, because the Chachamim said, Ezeo Mekoyman Shal Zvachim. And it's mashma that according to the Chachamim, the word Zevach is koilu all the different karbonos. Ki Yomar, he said, Ki Lo Yimotza B'chol HaTorah Zvicha, Ki Yim Shlomim. He said that he didn't find the word Zvicha referenced in the Torah with the exception of the Shlomim. Right? You only find it by the Shlomim. And if that's the case, he said, how could the Chachamim say, Ezeo Mekoyman Shal Zvachim? You only find it by the Shlomim. Now just to bring out what this Min was tiny. And really, just go through Pesukei HaTorah, you'll see that the term Zvicha, Zevach, is always mentioned in reference to the Karban Shlomim. But exhibit A for this is right in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. The Torah says, Oyla Karbanoi, Imincha Karbanoi, Chatos, and then it says, Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbanoi. So right out of the gate, right? Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. When the Torah introduces the Shlomim, the Torah refers to it as the Zevach Shlomim. But either way, so the Min tainid that the Chachamim got it wrong. He was mamish mocking the Chachamim. That they understood that the word Zvachim means Kol HaKarbonos. You see clearly that it's always the Shlomim. Read scripture and you're going to know it's only referring to the Shlomim. Says the Evan Ezra that this Min is a fool. You know why? Because with all his Chachmas and Torah Shabiksav, he forgot a Pasuk in the Torah. It says in the end of Parshas Yisroi, Mizbach Adam, V'zavachta olav es oiloi secha ve'eshla mecha. It says mefurish. V'zavachta olav es oiloi secha. And being that it says v'zavachta olav es oiloi secha, so it's clear. It's clear that you can find the word zvicha even regarding a carbon oila, not only regarding a carbon shlamis. So says the Tosfos Yontif again that the Rambam said that the word zvachim is a shame koilul kala karbonis. Says the Tosfos Yontif that's only true when it comes to lashon chachamim. But when it comes to Torah Shebiksav, over there it's only the shlamim and the oila. And says the Tosfos Yontif that even though the Evin Ezra himself in that shtickle told the men that you're making chayzik of the chachamim, that the Chachamim treats Zvachim as a shame koil of Olah Karbonis. In the Torah, it's only the Shlamim. He said, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a Vachta. Allah Ves Eloi Sech. You find about the Eilos as well. But even the Evin Ezra was only able to find the Makar, says the Tosfos Yontif, for the Eilos. He wasn't able to find it for the Chattas, and he wasn't able to find it for the Yasham. And it's for that reason you muchrich to say that Lashon Chachamim Lachud and Lashon Hakasav Lachud, that is the Tosfos Yontif's comment on the Rambam. So again, the Rambam in Perek Av Lachi Zayin Hilchas Maaser Karbonis, and the Rambam in the end of his right before the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim made the same comment that when you find the Lashon of Zvachim in Shas, you should know it means all the karbonos that were brought from Balei Chayim. The Mabit in his Kiryas Sefer Perek Av Lachi Zayin Hilchas Ma'aser Karbonos made a comment. What was his comment? It's true only in Lashon HaMishnah, Lashon Chachamim. It's not true in Lashon HaTorah, because in Lashon HaTorah, whenever you find the word Zvachim, what it means is a shlom. The Tosfos Yontif made a very similar comment. He made it in Pirush HaMishnayos. His comment was that it's true only by Lashon Chachamim, Lashon HaMishnah. It's not true when it comes to Lashon HaKasuv, because by Lashon HaKasuv, it's only the Shlomim and the Oila, Ayin Evin Ezra, and the end of Parashas Yisroel. Now, the truth is, the Mabit is Mamish Apelle. You can't even give us a chenetz with this Mabit. The Mabit is Mamish making the argument that the Min made to the Evin Ezra, and the end of Parashas Yisroel. So, Mitzvah Liyashev, the Mabit. Because just like the Min forgot that pasuk, I mean, Lahavdil Elof Alfi Avdolis, Viribe Revavlis, Pamim Matoivlis, Nizim and Aflois, right? Sounds a little bit like the Mabit is almost making the same toss. So obviously, Mitzvah Liyashev, you have to be Miyashev, this Mabit. But the Tosfos Yontif and the Mabit, I'm both coming to the same maskana that you have to say Loshen HaPasuk Luchud and Loshen Chachamim Luchud. But the truth is that if you take a step back and learn that Evin Ezra for a second. Evin Ezra is really a little bit of a shver in Evin Ezra as well. Because the Min was timing that the Chachamim got it wrong. They treat Zvachim to mean all Karbanis, and the Psukim, it's not. It's Mefurish not that way. You always find the word Zevach by a Shlomim. No, Evin Ezra said he's a fool. He forgot a pasuk in the Torah. He forgot about the Oila. Okay, so it's the Shlomim and the Oila, but it's still not the Chattas. It's still not the Asham. Evin Ezra is still a little bit shver because Bishloim had Evin Ezra said what the Mabit saying and what the Tosfos Yontif are saying. Lashon Chachamim Luchud and Lashon HaKasuv Luchud. Okay, then you don't even have to find the pasuk in Parshas Yisroel. Then you just knock them in out. But if you're already going into the blotter with this min and you're having a fight over scripture, luchayr, at the end of the day, all you found it was by the shlamim and the oila. You still didn't find it by the chattas and the asham. It's a little bit still enoy oimer elodar sheni. Good. I'll tell you a ha'orah niflah that I found in the Sefer Mishmar Alevi. And this is in Masechta Zvachim, it's Simon Beis. It's something that he brings, Rav Schulzinger, from his uncle, Rav Velvel Chechik. V'ru'uyin hadvarim l'misha amram. He said such a hafaldiger ha'orah. He says that in Ezra, the Tosfos Yontif, the Mabit, they were all struggling a little bit. Where do you find this inyan that Zvachim should be referred to all Karbanis? You find them a furish in the Torah countless times by the Shlamim. And Evin Ezra has his one Maramachim that you find it by the Oila as well. But you certainly don't find it by the Chattas. You certainly don't find it by the Asham. Said Rav Velvel Chechik. He said, I'm going to tell you where you find it, Peshar Karbanis. Such a beautiful Ha'ara. No one ever thought of this. There were two Mizbechis. There was the Mizbech Oila, and there was the Mizbech HaKtairis. The Mizbech HaOila was also known as the Mizbech HaNechoshes. It was also known as the Mizbech HaChitzen. That was the big Mizbech with the ramp where all the Karbanos were brought. There was another Mizbech, the Mizbech HaKtairis. That Mizbech was also known as Mizbech HaZov because it was made of gold. It was also known as Mizbech HaPnimi because it was inside the Heichel. What was brought on that Mizbech? The K'tairis was brought on the Mizbech. But it was called a Mizbech. Why was it called a Mizbech? What does the word Mizbech mean? What's the shayrish of the word Mizbeach? Zevach. It's the Mokoyim Zvicha. The Torah refers to the Mizbeach HaKtiris as a Mizbeach. Frank Ravelvel Chechik, in what way is it a Mizbeach? They brought the Ktiris? The Ktiris is Zicha, not a carbon. It's not a Zvicha. So in what way is it a Zevach? Muzmin Zogin. It's because there was a time where there was some carbon that went on the Mizbeach. What was that? The Chatois HaPrimius. It was the only time. The dam of the Chatois HaPnimius used to go on that Mizbeach. So there it's poshut. The reason the Mizbeach HaKtoiris got the name, what makes it a Mizbeach? There was no Shechita going on over there. There was no proper Zvicha. The Teretz is they took from certain Zvachin, the dam, which is the Iker, and they would put it on this structure. Hence, it gets known as a Mizbeach. Of Velche Zvachim did they take? One and only one carbon, the Chatos. So said Ravelvel Chechik, that this min, Yishtachku Atzmoysav, is tiny. Where do you find that these carbon? Why was it called a Mizbeach, Reb Min? Would you like to explain that to me? It's not going to have a good answer. It's checkmate. The name Mizbeach HaKtoris is the raya that even a Chatos could be a Zevach. Okay, so we were just Miyashiv, the Chatos. What about the Asham? Right? We're getting someone. What about the Asham? So for that, Ravelvel Chechik was Mitzayin, a Loshen Nifla from the Ramban. I don't think we ever mentioned this Ramban. And this Ramban's in two places. It's in Parshas Nosai and in Parshas Lecha. We never even mentioned it in Chumash. In Parshas Nosai, so the Torah goes through all the karbonis that the Nesim used to bring, right? We know this. Karas, Kesef, Achat, right? All the Indian, and we say it again and again and again and again and again. We could all say it in our sleep, right? So the whole suite of karbanos that the Nesiim used to bring. The Ramban makes an observation. The Ramban says, Chonchu ha-Nesiim is ha-Mizbeach b'chol minim ha-krevin l'fanov. The Nesiim were mechanach the Mizbeach with all the different karbanos you can bring. Every last thing that you would ever bring in the Beis HaMikdash, they went ahead and brought. Al-Kain heviu mincha u-Ktoires ve-Oila ve-Chatos u-Shvot. Zok the Ramban, v'akteiris v'achatos ha'rasha. The fact that they brought a k'teiris and a chatos was really a very big chiddush. Ain't b'am b'nedava, because it's not something that's ever b'am b'nedava. Aval ha'ashlim b'chanuka kol ha'karbonos nasim kein. Ki ein yisrael makrivim zulasi elu ha'karbonos b'lva. Because if you make a cheshbon, you're going to see every single carbon that Klai Yisrael would ever bring, they would bring. Says the Ramban, there's one problem. There was one carbon that wasn't brought. You know which carbon wasn't brought? To Asham. There was no Asham. Go through the niggun in your head. There was no Asham that was brought. So if there was no Asham that was brought, for the Ramban, what about the Asham? And for the Ramban, ki ya Asham v'hachatas is not shver. Because the Asham and the Chatas, dover echad, v'shem echad hu, v'teira achas lohem. The Asham and the Chatas are literally the same thing. They're dover echad, they're shem echad, and the teira achas lohem. It's mamish one Indian. The other place the Ramban says this is by the Bris Mein Absarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, he says, Choli Eglo Mishuleshes, Ve'iz Mishuleshes, Ve'ayim Mishulesh, Ve'tar Ve'goizel. So he tells him, bring animals, and he says that they should be Mishuleshes. What does it mean they should be Mishuleshes? So the Ramban brings Evan Ezra, he brings Targum Unkelis, he brings different pshatim of what the word Mishuleshes is. But says Ramban, I'm going to tell you what I think Mishuleshes is. Mishuleshes is three animals. V'ramaz loy, ki shloisha karbonois mehen yakriv l'fan of Zara. And the reason three, says the Ramban, is there's three types of animals that were brought as karbanos. Three suge karbanos. Ha'oila, v'hachatos, v'hashlom. Freit the Ramban, oila, chatos, and shlom. And you forgot one. What about the asham? Ki ha'asham, ki chatosu. Because the asham is like the chatos. Ein beineyem levad Hashem. The only chiluk between the chatos and the asham, ein bein chatos la'asham, elo Hashem. Truth is, this Ramban's very big chiddush, because you learn kachin. I mean, today's daf. Chatos shaloi lishma is basel, asham shaloi lishma is kasher. By the chatos, you have chamish chatos hamesos. By the asham, it's nitak l'riya. Right, just some things that came up in today's daf. So we know the chatos and the asham really are very, very different. But this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that as it relates to understanding the relationship between the chatos and the asham, you have to know, ki ha'asham v'achatos dover echad, v'shem echad, hu v'teira achas lohem. So zok Ravelvel Chechik, that the kash is in the Torah, it doesn't sound like Zvachim means kol ha-karbonos. It means only the shlomim. And even Devin Ezra was able to find the pasuk v'zavachtas oylei secha. But what about the chatas? What about the asham? Zokter, you want to know where you find that the chatas is considered a zevach? The mizbeach ha-ktoris. What zevach was brought on it? Only the dam of the chatois ha-pnimius. Must be it's considered a zevach. What about the asham? For that you have the Rambans. The Ramban says it's dover echad, it's shem echad, it's teira achas. And if the word zevach Shevach passes for the Chatas, it's Pasha based on this Ramban, it would pass for the Ashim as well. And if that's the case, you don't have to say what the Mabit said. And you don't have to say what the Taisi Yontif said. And that is Loshen Chachamim Luchud and Loshen Hatayr Luchud. Because you have Mekairis in the Loshen HaKosev as well, that it could be that the word Zvachim is not only true for Shlomim, and not only true for Shlomim and Oila, but it would be true for Shar Karbonis as well. Just to end with one last Maramachim, Rav Shulzinger says that Shuvro Isi, he found afterwards that really this Kasha from the Fetter, Ravelvul Chetrik, that why was the Mizbeach HaKtoris called the Mizbeach? L'chayra, there was no Zvicha done over there. The Ktoris was brought over there. So in what way was it called a Zevach? This Kasha the Zohar HaKadosh asks. It's a Zohar in Parshas Vayakel. It's Daf Resh Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Just read the opening lines. Pasach, this is Rab Shimon Bar Yochai talking. For Amr, and he said, it says, Vayas Mizbeach Miktar Ktoris. There was a Mizbeach Ktoris that was made. Haikra Is Listaklobe. This is a pasuk that requires his pointing, said Rav Shimon. Begin the train, Madbech and Hava. Because there were two Mizbechos. Madbech da'alavon, the Mizbech ha'oilo, and Madbech ha'dikteris busmen, and the Mizbech ha'kteris. Da'alivar, one, the Mizbech ha'oilo was outside, the da'alagav, and the Mizbech ha'kteris was inside. Now, v'hai midbech ha'dikteris, that Mizbech ha'kteris, the iu pnima, which was inside, amai ikri Mizbech. Why was it called a Mizbech? V'holoi dovchim be'divchim. There was no zvicha. There were no karbanos being brought over there. Mizbeach ha'da ikri. And zok desayer, klar, bak tzener. It's poshut the word mizbeach comes from zvicha. And if that's the case, in what way is the mizbeach ha'kteiros called the mizbeach? Ella said, Reb Shimon Bayechai, begin. I'm going to tell you the reason is, the bottle, the kofis, the kama sitrim bishin. Because the maisa ha'kteiros was so potent, it was so powerful, that when the kohen would bring the ha'kteiros, he had the ability to be mevatel so many koiches ra'im. And so many of the mazikim was tutzich in the world from the sitra achr who begin da who sitra bisha kfis, and being that al yedei the k'toiris, the sitra achra got slaughtered, lo yochel l'sholta, it doesn't have the ability to be shoylet, for lo mehevi kategaryo, and it doesn't have the ability to be mekatrik, v'al da ikri mizbeach. You want to know why it's called mizbeach? It's true, there's no zevach, there's no zvicha that's being done on the mizbeach. But when the kohen brought the k'toiris, he was being zeveach, he was making a shchita in the olamos. Which olamos? The sitra achra, the bad olamos. And he's slaughtering all these terrible gzeiros. We know the power of the k'toiris. K'toiris is a school of ashiris. K'toiris is an inyan where if there's a magay for Rachman al-Islam, right, this is the matana, the soid that the Malach HaMavis was Megala to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was Allah Lamarin to be Mekabal the Torah. And the way it works is with a mahalach of zvicha. It works with a mahalach of shchita. So says the Zohar HaKadosh, it's a pliat sumo. This is a pasuk. You have to be mestakli. You have to be mesplain in this pasuk. Why would the Mizbeach HaKadosh be referred to as a Mizbeach? The Torah says, not because of any zvicha that's happening Ba'al Mahadeh, but it's because of a zvicha that's happening in the under Olamos, because it's being zoivet, because of all the schoolers and all the Dvarim Toivim that are coming from the Ktairis. That's Alpinister. Alpinigla. Alpinigla, it's because of the Chatois Apnimius, and maybe that's also called Zvachim. So this Kasha is an interesting Kasha. Why would the Mizbeach HaKtairis even be referred to as a Mizbeach? We have a Mahalach Alpinigla, we have a Mahalach Alpinister, and we're going to stop here.